Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. And now our new Friday feature. Here's this week's episode of Poetry from Studio 47 with Patrick Hicks.
This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Richard Jones. Jones was born on August 8, 1953, in London. His family, however, did not stay in England very long, and he grew up in various locations, including Nova Scotia, North Carolina, and finally, Virginia. He received his BA and MA from the University of Virginia, and went on to get his MFA, his Master of Fine Arts, from Vermont College. His first collection of poetry, Country of Air, was published in 1986, and it won the Posner Award. He has since published over a dozen collections, including A Perfect Time, The Correct Spelling and Exact Meaning, Apropos of Nothing, and, most recently, Stranger on Earth. His poems are known for being straightforward and approachable, as well as timeless and universal. For me, his poems are almost meditative. That is, whenever I finish reading one, I find myself staring out of the window and thinking about it for a long time. He has been teaching at DePaul University in Chicago for over 40 years, and he is also the editor of the literary magazine Poetry East. Today we have two poems by Richard Jones, The Mechanic and also The Bell. In the first, we have a snapshot, a poetic portrait, of a man who repairs cars for a living. It is a short poem, and I like how the mechanic makes things better, how he repairs the world around him. And so, this is The Mechanic by Richard Jones. It's dark in the garage. The mechanic goes down into the concrete grave with his trouble light while the day rushes past outside on the highway. Standing in the pit beneath an old engine, he works patiently, with a kind of gentleness. Looking up, he could be in a field at night, staring into the sky for answers. In the afternoons, when the owners come back for their cars, he stands around with the other men, drinking beer, pushing one another around, cursing. He works the kinks out of his neck, squints into the sun. The second poem for the day by Richard Jones is The Bell, and I don't think it needs much of an introduction. In the tower, the bell is alone, like a man in his room, thinking and thinking. The bell is made of iron. It takes the weight of a man to make the bell move. Far below, the bell feels hands on a rope. It considers this. It turns its head. Miles away, a man in his room hears the clear sound and lifts his head to listen.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.